It's time for John Paul, the car doctor, on North Shore 1049. Call today with your car questions, comments, or concerns. 1-800-370-1049. That's 1-800-370-1049. John Paul, the car doctor.
And good Saturday morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Car Doctor program on North Shore 1049. My name is John Paul, the car doctor, here to help you with your car problems on this Saturday morning. And I'm actually in the studio today. I'm in Beverly. I get to see Biff. Good morning, Biff.
Morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Yeah.
This is kind of cool.
Yeah, this is... The ride's not that much fun, though. It's about 50 miles from my house.
Yeah,
But, you know, once in a while, I kind of wanted to come up.
But it was a nice morning.
It was. It was a pleasant morning. A little foggy when I left the house, but no black ice, no snow, so it was all good.
No snow, kind of mild.
Kind of mild.
Great to have you here, John. Great to have you here.
Well, thank you so much.
You know, I mean, it was kind of rough on me because today I had to wear pants.
So. Who knows what, I mean, it's like working at home. You never know what you really see. It's, what do they say, business on the top, party on the bottom?
Exactly. Yeah. So my wife said, I think you should actually wear it. If John's coming in, you don't want to traumatize him.
Yeah.
I said, I suppose not.
Yeah.
But welcome, again, welcome.
Well, thanks. And a little bit later on, we're going to be talking to Kevin Michaud from Michaud Mitsubishi. We'll have to get pronunciation on... My wife cannot say Mitsubishi for some reason.
That combination of words is very difficult. You really have to practice.
You have to a little bit, yeah. Hey, speaking of people who practice and car doctors, for about the last month or so, I've been writing a column in New York Newsday newspaper on Fridays, the car doctor column, similar to what I do for the Boston Globe and Boston.com and the Providence Journal and Yankee Express and Quincy Sun and a whole bunch of other papers, but I started doing it in the in New York Newsday on Fridays, and they have it's a really nice little paper, and they have a big automotive section, and I was flipping through it last week, and all of a sudden I see Steve Linden, the old car doctor, and I think I'm older than him, so I don't think it has to do with age. but Steve gives a lot of advice about old cars, the old car hobby, insurance, you know, things to worry about. And, you know, also looking at, you know, some of the services that he provides. And so I wanted to have Steve on the show. Steve, good morning and welcome to the Car Doctor program here in Massachusetts.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. So your website says specialized vintage vehicle services, including vintage car appraisals. This time, you know, as the old car hobby goes up and down and up and down, you know, the appraisal business and just some of the stuff you get to see must be really interesting.
It actually is. You would be amazed. I've been doing this for about 30 years, and sometimes you think you've seen all of these collections, and then you get called in on one particular job, and somebody opens a garage door, and you are just, for lack of a better word, just blown away by what you see. And it's great. I happen to love what I do, so it's fun, and some of the things you see are truly amazing.
Yeah, I can only imagine when you, especially somebody who's maybe... you know, thinking about thinning down their collection a little bit, and all of a sudden you find out, well, here's the four cars that they have, and then the 40 cars that are behind that in an old barn somewhere that they've been collecting over the years, and you get to see that kind of stuff. Years and years ago, Dave Brunell, may he rest in peace, from Hemmings Motor News, once said to me, when it comes to the old car hobby, buy stuff you like. Don't buy it necessarily for an investment, because... in the old car hobby, the prices can swing pretty dramatically, whatever's popular at one time or another. How do you feel about that? And should people buy old cars to kind of try to make money on them?
Well, you know, that's actually a great question. It's funny you should mention what he said, because when people ask me what they should buy, my response to them is always, how do I know what you should buy? Ask yourself three questions. And the first question is exactly what he just said. The first question people should ask themselves is, what do you like? And the second question is, what are you going to use it for? And the third question is, how much do you want to spend? if you're buying cars as an investment, you really, really need to be an investor. I can't tell you how many people's collections I've walked into and they said, I have a portfolio of Ferraris as an investment. And I look at them and I say, really? What happens if Ferraris go down in value? There's no diversification. They think it's an investment, but they don't think the way an investor would think.
Mm.
So no, unless you're a professional investor or you're going to get advice, you really should buy what you like.
And yeah, a couple weeks ago we had Rob Siegel on, who's written a bunch of books. One of them, Memoirs of the Hack Mechanic, How Fixing Broken BMWs Helped Make Me Whole. That was one of the books he wrote. But he would also talk about, you know, sometimes you look for perfection and you'll never find it. And I kind of said, yeah, you know, this sort of that I hate business slogans, but, you know, don't let perfect get in the way of good. And sometimes if you're out hunting for a car, you might find something that's a good car, but not 100-point perfect car, but it might be enough to satisfy everything you need, right?
You know, I couldn't agree more, and that's even another piece of input. It's funny, you're touching on so many of the main subjects that I deal with on a daily basis. I talk to people all the time who buy cars. They've been searching and searching, and they find something that's exactly what they want. And then there's a couple of little things wrong with it, and they say, well, I'm going to spend the next year fixing it up or fixing these little things. And I say to them, do yourself a favor. Just commit to live with the car for 1 year as it is. If it still bothers you after a year, you can always fix it, but enjoy the car. And after a year, 99 times out of 100, people say to me, you were 100% right. I don't care about it. I'm leaving it just the way it is, and I'm enjoying the car. But people are in search of perfection, and there's really no such thing as perfection, especially if you're going to drive the car.
Yeah, I agree with you. And people should get to drive their cars. Years and years ago, I was at a Porsche event, and one of the Porsches was there. You know, we'll say it's Ferdinand, but I'm making that up. I don't know. But some mm-hmm. Porsche family member. And I kind of went over and said, you must be really happy to, you know, and he goes, no, this makes me sad. And I'm like, why? He said, my cars are designed to be driven, and most of these came here on a trailer.
Well, you know, I'm actually glad to hear that, to tell you the truth, because, you know, people who chase perfection in these cars, it becomes a lifestyle. And, you know, for some people, that's what they want. You know, they travel around the country, whether it's a Porsche or a Corvette. They go first to local shows and regional shows and national shows in search of perfection. The car gets trailered from one place to another. If that's what you love, then by all means, you should do it. But it's a lifestyle. It's going to consume every weekend of your life. I think that for 99% of the owners and collectors out there, it's more about the enjoyment of the vehicle.
Yeah, I hope it is. And you know, I always enjoy, even though I'm not a car collector, I always enjoy talking to people about their cars and what they do. And you know, your columns that you write, you know, you have some very insightful advice, especially when it comes down to things like insurance and people insuring their collector cars. And then if something happens, well, there's a whole other issue. And sometimes they're a little surprised by their insurance. And I think a couple of weeks ago you wrote that in your column about make sure your insurance appraisal and what you're paying for and what you're going to get in the event of a problem all kind of agree with each other, right?
Yeah, that's a whole subject I could do a whole session with you on that. But, I mean, the long and short of it is that for collector cars, there's basically two types of insurance. And one is agreed value, and, you know, you agree with your insurance company what it's worth. And sometimes that takes a little back and forth, but eventually you do. And in the event of a loss, that's what you get paid. End of story, end of discussion, no mm-hmm. problems. Then there's the other type of insurance that we all know about, which is called an actual cash value policy that we have on our daily drivers. And we all know that if your car gets totaled or gets stolen, you're going to be negotiating with the insurance company as to what the car is worth. And that's because the value of the car is determined at the time of the loss, not at the time you're buying the policy, which kind of puts the insurance company in the driver's seat.
Mm.
No pun intended. So it is important. You know, there's no right answer as to which one's better. It mostly depends on how you're going to be using the car. But it is important to make an informed decision and get the right type so that you're properly insured.
Yeah, it really is, I think, important, because nobody, you know, I shouldn't say that. Maybe it's just me, but, you know, I don't like to think about the what if kind of thing. I've been always one of those people that kind of hope always for the best and don't necessarily sure. want to insure, you know, something, but you really do need to think about that, especially once your collector car or cars becomes, you know, more and more valuable, and you know what can happen with it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And the problem is that insurance companies that don't insure collector cars, you know, on a daily basis, you know, one of the specialty companies, when your collector car gets when there's a total loss, you know, either it's stolen or it's totaled or something of that nature, you know, they go, we've all heard of Kelley Blue Book or Natter or whatever it happens to be. They go to those figures, and that's what they offer you. And, you know, we all know that's not really reflective of what the car is actually worth on the market. So it really is important to have the right insurance, you know, get the, as you put it, you know, think about it a little bit at the beginning, get it out of the way, and then you never have to think about it again. Unless, of course, the car goes up in value during the time you own it, in which case you may want to adjust that insurance.
Right. Yeah, that's important, too. I think people that have, you know, maybe purchased cars a long time ago, especially some of the 60s cars, and now even some of the 70s cars that have appreciated in value, they may still be insured at the same value they were when they bought them, which realistically could have been not much of anything.
That's a huge problem. You actually hit on a good point. Yeah, a lot of collectors have owned their cars for not only years, many of them have owned them for decades. And, you know, they insured them with the proper type of policy decades ago, you know, an agreed value policy. But, you know, over the decades, the car could be worth 5, 10, 20, or more than that, times what it was worth when they insured it, and they never kept up the insurance. And with that type of policy, with an agreed value policy, you know, the advantage is there's no negotiating. What you've agreed to the insurance company with is what you're going to get paid, but the problem is it is then your responsibility to keep up the value of the vehicle, you know, as far as insurance goes. So,
yeah
that's I deal with that on a daily basis. Yep.
We're talking with Steve Linden, Vintage Car Appraisals. And do you help people, I don't want to say liquidate their collections, but sometimes people have a collection of anything, but cars, one of them, they become so attached to them, but they're at a point in their life where maybe they have to start to think about, you know, these cars are too much for me now. Do you help people kind of through the emotional struggle of, you know, maybe thinning out their collection and trying to work through, you know, keep this one, let's get rid of this one, that kind of thing?
Yes and no. What you're describing, we call rebalancing the collection. And I'm a partner in another company, and that's exactly what we do. We generally do not do the sales themselves of the vehicle because there's a conflict of interest when you do an appraisal. You're not supposed to have any financial interest in the vehicle, so that part of it we do stay away from. But we do advise them on rebalancing, or the best way to sell, or the best time to sell, or the best vehicle to sell. So yeah, we do that on a daily basis.
Yeah. No, I was talking to an old timer, and I think he had a dozen cars, and they were in various states of repair. You know, some were really good, and some weren't. I said to him, you know, you ought to think maybe we'll get rid of some of these because they're not getting any better sitting in your barn. And he's like, I can't. And he said they've been part of my life, and I'm like, yeah, but at some point, you know, something's gonna happen with them. And he goes, yeah, I know. I should probably start to think about it now, so it's not a burden, you know, when I go to what's left of my family. And I always thought that was, you know, it was a struggle, but you know, helpful when someone can actually be there to kind of guide somebody. And it sounds like that's one of the things you do as well.
We actually have a pamphlet that's downloadable off of our website called, it's exactly what you just described. It's called What Happens When Your Cars Outlive You.
Yeah.
And it's designed to help people make those decisions, make informed decisions, you know, take the emotional part out of it, or if they so desire, leave the emotional part in, but at least do it in an informed way. So, you're absolutely right, especially as, you know, the demographics of car collecting. You know, car collectors are generally getting older, and, you know, some of these collectors with more significant collections, you know, they have wealth advisors, they have tax advisors, and it's going to get taken care of. They don't have to worry about it. But for most of us out there, it really is something that they should think about so that their family isn't burdened with it. And, you know, things don't get liquidated at fire sale, fire sale prices. It would be a shame if the subject of your passion for a good part of your life just suddenly, somebody said, listen, just liquidate it, sell them all at half price.
Yeah.
You know, nobody really wants to see that happen. And we see that happen all the time because there was no planning.
I bet. Now, Now, how about, let's see, Biff, my producer, wants to sell me his 63 split window Corvette, and I'm going to buy it, mm-hmm. and then I have it for a year, and then I find out it was a manufactured split window. It wasn't a factory split window, and he misrepresented mm-hmm. it when he sold it to me.
Right. That's Biff for you.
Yeah, that's Biff. That's Biff for you. Absolutely. Yeah.
Watch him. Yeah. He's slippery.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Do you help people with that sort of thing too? If somebody bought something that wasn't portrayed exactly what it was when they bought it?
Well, yes, I do that all the time. Prior to the pandemic, I'm constantly traveling from one court to another all over the country.
That's sort of sad in its own way. But
well, yeah. You know, I find it really, really interesting because having been doing this for 30 years and working with attorneys on these cases, usually I'm retained by attorneys and I'm just an expert in the particular. Usually there's an attorney involved and I'm hired as the expert.
Yep.
You know, but I've learned a lot about the lore over the years and it's really, really interesting. There's a lot of lessons in it. And one of the lessons is really that unless you can prove that Biff, you know, purposely misrepresented it or fraudulently misrepresented it, you really have very little recourse, you know, and it really sometimes comes down to a few words, you know. But in most cases, there's just not a lot of recourse if it was misrepresented unless it was done on purpose.
Mm. And even to the point for you know, collectors, you know, they might go out and they'll look at a car and it'll be, you know, it will look correct, but it may be a, you know, and somebody may say, well, was it a numbers matching car? And that brings up another set of criteria. Then you find out, well, it's a numbers matching car, but the engine was remanufactured with that number on it. So it was sort of a numbers matching car. So it's a numbers matching car, but it's not an original 63 big block Corvette with the original 63 big block engine. And it was an engine that was made with that number on it for that particular car for reproduction purposes. So there's all this little bit of terminology that can kind of maybe trip people up, right?
It is so nuanced, I can't even begin to tell you. I mean, just the term numbers matching. I can't, you know, for example, a 57 Chevy Bel Air, a quintessential American car. Mm-hmm. People say to me all the time, I have a numbers matching 57 Chevy. And I say to them, really? Because, you know, the numbers didn't match from the factory. They didn't start till like 1961 and a half. Numbers matching means different things to different people and on different cars. You know, so take that 63 Corvette that you were just talking about. Maybe it has the original engine with the original numbers. Maybe it has a period correct engine where the original numbers were restamped.
Mm-hmm.
And if they were restamped, that, for lack of a better word, is the kiss of death to that car. Yet, now let's say you have a 1963 Ferrari that went back to the factory. And the factory restamped it. And they do that, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Why is it okay on one car? It's not okay on another car. Does matching numbers mean the engine, the transmission, the rear end, the carburetor, the distributor? What does it mean? It means different things to different people. So, you know, the summary is that regardless of whether it's matching numbers or not, just when you're talking to somebody about matching numbers, just make sure that you're both on the same page and you understand that what matching numbers means to each of you.
Yeah. Yeah, and before we let you go, that's what I want to get a couple minutes in here. Pre-purchase inspection, you do that both in person and virtually, right?
No, pre-purchase inspections are all done in person.
Okay.
They have to be. Appraisals can be done in person or virtually.
Okay.
Appraisals can be done virtually.
And how about just consultation? I'm thinking about buying a, you know, 57 Chevy convertible. Can I call you up and buy 30 minutes of your time?
Yeah, people can actually do that on my website. You know, the truth of the matter is, if somebody just wants a few minutes of my time, I'm happy to talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if somebody really wants to take up an hour of my time, I do have to charge for it, because if I speak to you for an hour, I could be sitting there doing an appraisal for somebody else. But yeah, I mean, I'm happy to help people any way that I can as far as that goes.
And
they can actually purchase a block on my website.
And if you're really serious about a serious car, nothing better than to have somebody come out and do a pre-purchase inspection. And like you said, so the buyer and the seller both know what they have and what they're selling and what they're buying.
Exactly. Yep. And not only that, I mean, this may sound silly, but the most important benefit of having a pre-purchase inspection done is that at least you know the vehicle exists, because I can't tell you how many people I help on a daily basis who have sent money for a car that doesn't even exist.
Oh.
That happens every single day.
That sounds like a story for another time, but I know sometimes even people that are selling the car, they'll rattle off something, and from what I know about older cars, and I'll be like, that never happened. Like you said, numbers matching prior in 1961, that never happened. So they were kind of told something by somebody, and you know, they just sort of, you know, the story continued, you know, and sometimes through a generation.
Oh, you're 100% right. People say to me all the time, numbers match. I say, how do you know?
Yep.
And they say, well, the guy I bought it from told
me. Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Yep.
Exactly. Hey, Steve, if people want more information, I think it's real easy, right? Just stevelinden.com.
Couldn't be easier. That's it, yeah.
Hey, Steve, thanks for taking a little time out of your Saturday and joining us up here in Massachusetts.
My pleasure. Thank you very much, and have a great weekend.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
That was Steve Linden, the old car doctor. Check out his website, stevelinden.com. Classic Car Services. He's got a whole bunch of stuff going on there. You can check out the website, learn a little bit more. Classic cars are fun. Classic cars are scary. Classic cars are an adventure. It's all kinds of good stuff. We need to take a break, pay some bills. My name's John Paul. This is the Car Doctor Program, and you're listening on North Shore 104.9. We'll be right back.
If it's local you want, it's local we have. Your local connection, North Shore 104.9. Hi, it's Hank Morse. Join me weekday morning. We'll have local news, entertainment, music to get you going, and lots of laughs. Laugh and learn weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on your local connection, North Shore 104.9.
Seacoast Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in Gloucester, a 5-star rated center adjacent to Addison Gilbert Hospital, offers 142 beds for short-term rehabilitation and long-term skilled nursing care. Managed by the Bain Care family, Seacoast provides personalized, high-quality medical care in a welcoming, warm, and safe environment. Seacoast's first-class rehab services are offered 7 days a week for speedy recovery. With Bain Care, it's a matter of trust. Learn more at BainCare.com.
Join AAA today, and you'll be road ready for the winter. Have a dead battery, flat tire, or unresponsive engine? With a AAA membership, those are just minor inconveniences. Their trained technicians will work fast to get you back on the road. And if they need to tow you, they'll bring your car to the service provider of your choice. Visit AAA.com/join to get your membership now. That's AAA.com/join.
Hi, folks. This is Kevin Micho at Micho Mitsubishi in Danvers. I want to help you folks that need an automobile but might think you can't afford it. With only $500 down and monthly income of $2,000 a month, you're going to drive away in a brand new vehicle. I don't care if you had a few bumps in the road with your credit. You'll drive away with a brand new vehicle, and it has a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Zach, tell our listeners.
Dad, the best part is it starts at just $13,900. All of our Mirages come with backup camera, Bluetooth, and get over 40 miles per gallon. Fun to drive and safely equipped with 7 airbags. This is a new vehicle at used car pricing, just $13,900.
We want to help you. We have 0% interest. Our showroom is being cleaned hourly. Our vehicles have a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Come to Micho Mitsubishi in Danvers, and we will help you. We are your feel-good dealer. I guarantee you'll be satisfied. MichoAuto.com. M-I-C-H-A-U-G.
My grandfather started with a simple philosophy. Have quality product and great service. Today at Ghibli's, we have brands from all over the world. From unique Red Sox and Patriots gear to the finest suits out of Italy. Taking a vacation? You'll love our Tommy Bahama shop. And we now have Canada Goose for him and her. If you are hard to fit, Mario and Maria will tailor anything you buy at no extra cost. Ghibli's in Danvers. Come in once, and you'll be a customer for life.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping.
And welcome back to the Car Doctor program on North Shore 104.9. We're broadcasting live from the studio today. Usually it's from my basement or somewhere, but live from the studio. I get to see Biff and everything. It's exciting.
It's very exciting. I'm not sure if that's the right word, but yeah.
Yeah. It's. I get to look out the window, which is I don't get to do when I'm in my basement.
You're having a ball there in Studio A. I'm watching you, looking out the window, checking out the traffic.
Yeah, there's Christmas music going on.
Across the street, the train station. Yeah, you got the train going by.
This is fantastic. Hey, with us on the phone is Kevin Michio from Michio Mitsubishi. Kevin, good morning, and welcome back to the Car Doctor program.
Well, nice to be here, and Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to everybody. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Remember that expression?
Yeah, I do. Hey, I was just reading a story about a couple with a 2014 Mitsubishi Mirage, and so far they've driven it 414,000 miles.
Now, can you believe that? That's on an engine that I believe is either a 1.2 or a 1.3 cylinder. This gentleman has a courier company, and he accumulated those miles on, I think, 2.5 years.
Wow, that's a lot of driving, and that's all. And you know that is the Mirage one of the most inexpensive cars, new cars you can buy?
It is. It's almost like getting a electric car. I mean, it gets anywhere between. Some customers are telling us they've gotten up to 55 miles per gallon. We have this gentleman that is always downtown Danvers, Arthur. He tells me he averages about 48 miles per gallon. I'll tell you, that car there, it's almost like, why would you buy a used car if you can get into that vehicle for $13,900 and it gets that type of gas mileage and has a 10-year 100,000 mile warranty?
And that's what the starting price of the Mirage is, just under 14 grand?
Yeah, it is. It's a car that was being sold primarily over in Asia and in Australia and South America. Mm-hmm. And Mitsubishi Motor Company USA brought it into America about 3 years ago. And we actually we've been selling, you know, every single one we get.
Yeah, and I think our own Jimmy Carter from the radio station here bought one for his wife, I think, from you. So
Yes, he did. And so far, every time I go over there in that beautiful office you were talking about there where you got the windows, I always ask him, Jimmy, how's your wife like that vehicle? And she loves it. And you know what's nice? It's just easy to park. You know, it handles well. Yeah. It's just a nice little vehicle.
Yep. Now, as a car dealer, you must, you know, just to be able to say, you know, how do you like that, must always get a little bit nervous every once in a while when somebody goes, oh, geez.
You know, it's funny. It's like almost, you know, I've trained many salespeople in my life, and I say, you know, obviously the power of affirmation. You always tell the customer, yes, you like that vehicle, correct? But you know what? We don't have to do that here. I don't know if you know this, but Mitsubishi, they were the actual pioneers like Henry Ford in this country to the auto industry in Japan, and they were also the pioneers for locomotive, for the airplane industry, and the shipping. So
you
equate it to, like, you know, I was born in 1960, and I remember in the 60s, you know, you talked about wonderful companies like GE, Sylvania, the United Shoe, and the Mitsubishi Motor Corporation in Japan is like a culmination of all three combined. They're great engineers. Their products are backed with the longest warranty, and they're nice vehicles.
Yeah, and they're got great warranties. And you say, you know, talk about a little bit of the history. You know, way back when, a lot of the Dodge and Chrysler 4-cylinder engines with Mitsubishi. The first Hyundais that came to North America were basically Mitsubishis that were rebadged by Hyundai. They had a Mitsubishi design engine in them. So people may have not been all that familiar with Mitsubishi, but it was a source for a lot of the automobile manufacturers when they were looking for small, efficient four-cylinder engines.
Even to this day, they make a lot of components that are in other brands. And our problem in this country, and I'm glad I'm on the show this morning, is that Mitsubishi feels, because of their history, and, you know, they're known over here for the HVAC and TVs and stuff, but they feel that they don't have to actually go on TV or radio, and I think that's been a mistake. You know, Americans love to see, you know, the Honda ads, the Toyotas and stuff on TV, and, you know, here you got, like, the best-kept secret in the world when you talk about history. Lee Iacocca called up the president of Mitsubishi and said, listen, you need to save my company here called Chrysler. I need engines. I need transmissions. Can you help? And they did it for the Chrysler Corporation.
Yeah, I know somebody who worked for Mitsubishi, then they went to work for Toyota, and then they went someplace else. And they said to me, if Mitsubishi ever took the United States seriously, they would put Toyota out of business. Because the product is good, but it's so unknown to a lot of people because, like you said, there's not a Mitsubishi dealer on every corner. There's not a Mitsubishi commercial on TV like there is 15 times a day with Toyota. Not that Toyota doesn't make a good product. They do. But certainly, you know, Mitsubishi, like you said, it's a best-kept secret.
We sold a vehicle to a repeat customer about 3 days ago, a gentleman, Anthony Covalello, from Winthrop, and he's on his second Outlander. Prior to that, he used to own a Jeep Cherokee.
Okay.
And he told me today, because he just looked again, he bought a fully equipped Mitsubishi 7-passenger Outlander for $15,000 less than the Jeep. And he said, Kevin, I drove both of them. They both drive wonderfully. They were both fully equipped, but the Jeep had a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty, a bumper-to-bumper. Our bumper-to-bumper is 5-year, 60, and then their Jeep had like a 560 on the drivetrain. Our drivetrain is 10-year, 100,000 miles. And he said, for $15,000 less, where's the risk? He saved the money, went with ours, and, you know, I mean, an automobile is a means of transportation. You need to enjoy it, but it depreciates. So why would you spend more money?
Yeah, no, it. And I was just looking at your website. You can buy a all-wheel drive Mitsubishi now for what, like $21,000? I think for the Eclipse Cross. Yeah,
yeah, you can get one for $21,000. That's all-wheel drive. I'm going to tell you, there really isn't any risk. And what's nice over here, I will say as the owner of the company, and especially this year with COVID, my wife's here all the time, my son. I have employees that have been with me for 10, 20, 30 years. We're a nice, small, like your little restaurant or your little diner, and it's enjoyable. And we try to make the experience wonderful, and we're very conscientious of, you know, COVID. You know, I'm cleaning the showroom, you know, six times a day. And like a franchise like McDonald's, you know, Mitsubishi makes us do all these stringent things to make sure that the cars are cleaned and the service cars are clean. It's been a really crazy year, I'll tell you that.
I bet. And if people want to come in and buy a car and they're concerned about, you know, face-to-face contact or, you know, things like that, how do you help alleviate that?
Well, you don't even have to step a foot in the showroom if you don't want to. I mean, I will say that it smells like bleach. That's how much we clean it. It's span over here. Yeah. But,
better a dealership than a restaurant then, because, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And we took a few cars out. We spaced everything out. We removed desks. We, you know, everything is just right to, you know, the CDC rules and so forth.
Yeah.
But, we can do it all through telephone, through internet. You know, we'll deliver it to your door, whatever we have to do. Right now, flexibility is our middle name. And we will do whatever accommodates the needs and requests of the customer.
And how long have you owned the dealership?
Since 2007.
So you've been, and you were there prior, right?
Yeah. Prior to this, I was the vice president, director of operations for the Kelly Automotive Group for, I don't know, 15, 20 years. Brian and I and his father, Roland, we worked together for a long time.
And having that experience and that background, like you said, it's, you know, there is some, you know, expectation when you buy a car that is going to be good. And, you know, and like you said, you try to work with your customers, whether it's, you know, contactless delivery or just making sure that when you see them as part of the community and you can say, hey, how's that car doing?
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, my wife and I are trying to support local establishments right now. I mean, with safety at the forefront, we try to go out to eat at least once a week, sometimes twice. And, you know, there isn't one restaurant we go in that we don't know either a customer or somehow someone of the community, because we're very entrenched in the community. We give back to the schools around here. We have scholarships in our name. We promote in the town of Danvers the Keys to Success program, where, you know, it's a merited-based program, and every year we give the town of Danvers a car to give away. On, you know, the teachers, you know, they get 50 keys. It's this pretty sophisticated program, but the kids love it. And, you know, Billy Costa, he comes in and helps us announce it, and that's a pretty good program. And I think people now, with what's going on, I think they really like doing business local. They feel more comfortable that way. I think people are now gravitating and moving away from Boston. Try to buy a house around now. I mean, we're talking about cars, but God, houses go on the market for like 2, 3, 4 days and they're gone. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Wouldn't you like it though if you could sell an Outlander for, you know, you put it on the lot for $25,000 and people paid $40 for it because it was that popular?
I'm going to tell you, that would be a change of heart. I mean, you know what's funny? We're that local, you know, true family dealer. Yeah. And, you know, some of these dealers, you know, I don't want to denigrate any of my competition, but there are some that they just put people in there and they don't go and check on them. And, you know, those type of dealers, I think the general majority are afraid of. They give a bad reputation, this business. But, you know, over here at our store, Misho Mitsubishi, we're regular people in the car business. And, you know, we like to know your children. We get cars for the kids. I mean, yeah. I have 6 kids. I mean, you know that. And every one of them have cars. And a lot of their friends come here. And the parents are very comfortable coming over to our dealership. You know, we have a little program that we bring them into the service department. Yeah. We teach them where the, you know, where the drain plugs are for the oil, how to check antifreeze, how to check your oil. Because, you know, a lot of the kids today, they'll go on the web and they'll go on, you know, a few different ways to learn about a car, but they don't open the hood.
Yeah, no, the idea of, you know, the old-time Saturday morning with Dad opening the hood, now Dad doesn't know how to open the hood either. So the idea that you can do that and kind of go over some of the basic maintenance is just kind of a great feature that you do. And like you say, the more you're involved with kids and you know, with you having 6 kids, at least you kind of guarantee that you're going to have plenty of staff at the store, right?
Oh yeah. No, we do. And we you know what's funny, I bought my first car, how ironic is this, in 1976 at this dealership. And this dealership's name prior to myself and the Kelly and Danvers Mitsubishi was Ira Olds Toyota. I bought a 72 Chevelle right out of the showroom. And I'll tell you, you open that hood, you could actually jump in there and shut it. There was so much room. There was nothing under the hood.
Yeah. No, that's absolutely true. And now you need to, you know, you need to really kind of sit down with the customer. And I always like to say to people, when you're out road testing the car, you also need to road test the technology in the car too, because like you said, people are so concerned about syncing their phones and all this other stuff that you want to make sure that's all going to fit with what you want too. And the idea that you have this kind of, you know, family homegrown dealership where your employees can take a little extra time and sit down with the buyers, and, you know, especially after they bought the car, and say, hey, if you have any questions, come back. Let's, you know, we want you to be 100% happy.
We do. And I'll say this, that we give the customer the total ownership experience. It's called TOE. And our salespeople are trained to make sure that, you know what's funny about these Mitsubishis? They're fully equipped with Apple CarPlay, you know, lane change detector, all the new technology. And, yeah, the salespeople have to sit there and program their phone with them, show them how it all operates. But you know what? It's a pretty simple process.
Yeah.
And we also do this. If the customer, for the first time, doesn't really get it, we'll go to their house and teach them again, or they'll come back to the dealership and we'll go over the process again with them.
Can't beat that. And Mitsubishi has some pretty cool stuff coming out in the near future, too, right?
Yes, they do. We have a new Outlander coming out. I think it'll be here around June. We have an upgraded the Eclipse Cross. Now, there's a car that went from a sports car to a crossover. This Eclipse Cross, there's another station, Romero. He had many, many Mitsubishis, and he just bought one, and he loves it. I'll tell you, Senator Joan Lovely just picked up the Cross. Mm. And that's another vehicle that just, what a value.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I mean, if you look at, like, the price of, like, I'm not, Subaru is a wonderful product, but, you know, dollar for dollar, you can save $6,000 to $8,000 getting into a Mitsubishi, and people don't realize that they're the ones that invented the car.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're located right in Danvers. What's the address there?
That's 80 Andover Street, Route 114, Danvers, Mass. It's right across from Alan Gibley's place. Right across the street is that wonderful clothing store.
Yep.
And I want you to know this. The country of Japan just hired the Mitsubishi Motor Company to build their new stealth jet fighters over there. That's what type of technology you're dealing with Mitsubishi. So just because they don't advertise in this country, let me tell you, what a value. And they're all ranked number one in safety in their class from the Institute of Highway Safety.
Can they build me a stealth Outlander?
they can. You'd love that.
wouldn't that be great? Hey, Kevin, it's always great to talk to you. And you know, maybe in the future when the weather gets a little bit nicer and things change, we can do a program from the dealership one
Absolutely.
Saturday morning.
You know, you come over here, I'll throw a cookout. Anyone that comes in, they don't have to buy a car. I'll give them free hamburgers. We could have a clam bake, hot dogs. I don't care. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to 2021. And sticking together with, like, good Americans do, you know?
Yep. No, absolutely. Hey, Kevin, thanks for taking time out of your Saturday morning and joining us on the Car Doctor program here on North Shore 104.9. Always a pleasure. Always fun talking to you. Always enjoy it.
Same here, and Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy Hanukkah out there, and everyone stay safe.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Kevin. Take care. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, bye-bye. Bye. We need to take another break and pay some bills. My name is John Paul. This is the Car Doctor program. You're listening on North Shore 104.9. Our phone lines are open at 800-370-1049, 800-370-1049. If you want to call in and chat about your car, maybe a car problem or two, we can try to help you with that, too. We'll be right back.
Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, he's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Wearing the Liberal Arts and Sciences School in Beverly. I'm Tim Averill, debate coach. Students in grades 6 through 12 at Waring focus on high academic standards, risk-taking, and respect. please register for the next informational webinar. Tuesday, December 15th at 5 p.m., join me online for a discussion about Waring's debate team, our programs, and our debate team's competitive success. Visit Waring School for a limited-size, in-person group tour on Wednesdays at 10:30 a.m. To register for a tour or a webinar, go to waringschool.org.
Serenity Restaurant Group, with 10 unique restaurants across the North Shore, has revamped their takeout packaging for consistent, high-quality meals in your home. Serenity's easy online ordering offers burgers, entree salads, tavern favorites, and made-to-order sushi from numerous Serenity restaurants near you, like Opus and Salem, and creative Indian dishes from the new Taj of Gloucester. Whatever you're hungry for, Serenity has a neighborhood restaurant for you. While you're ordering takeout, consider a gift card. It's the gift that always fits. Details at SerenityRestaurants.com.
Recovery Centers of America is the region's leader in addiction treatment, with licensed and accredited treatment centers in Danvers and Westminster, Massachusetts.
Now is the perfect time to focus on your well-being.
If you are struggling with an alcohol or drug addiction, Recovery Centers of America can help you. Recovery Centers of America is in network with most major insurance plans, and they answer the phone and admit new patients 24/7. Call today by dialing 1-800-RECOVERY. That's 1-800-RECOVERY.
Could you use a little extra money for Christmas? Cash for Gold is paying cash for broken, unused, or unwanted jewelry, sterling silver sets, gold, silver, platinum coins, and much more. Stop by at 185 South Main Street, Route 114 in Middleton, right across from Richardson's Ice Cream Batting Cages. They'll test your items while you watch and pay you cash on the spot. Check out their great reviews at cashforgoldmiddleton.com. Cash for Gold has a warm and friendly atmosphere, and no appointment is needed. Bill and Hank are looking forward to seeing you. Cashforgoldmiddleton.com.
This weather report is brought to you by Misho Mitsubishi of Danvers. Misho Mitsubishi's year-end sale all month long. Save thousands. Free remote starter with any new vehicle purchase or lease. Visit MishoAuto.com for more.
Hi, everyone. I'm Mark Rosenthal. Here is your North Shore 104.9 forecast, serving the North Shore in the Merrimack Valley. For today, thickening clouds. Rain breaks out this afternoon. It's cool. Temps about 42. Rain heavy at times overnight. Lows about 40. But tomorrow, variable clouds turning milder. Temps jumping into the 50s. Maybe a late shower. Monday, partly cloudy and colder. It'll be in the middle and upper 30s. Some light snow possible in southernmost New England. Then we're watching the potential for a snowstorm here midweek. Still lots of moving pieces to this. Lots can go wrong. Please stay tuned. Weather forecast being brought to you by Broco Oil. Winter is fast approaching, and if you're looking for heating oil or propane, call the experts at Broco Oil. Broco Oil is a local veteran-owned company that serves areas north of Boston and southern New Hampshire with heating oil, propane, and 24/7 service. Let's support our veterans. Call Broco Oil, 781-246-1130. For local North Shore, 1049, I'm Mark Rosenthal.
And remember, our program is brought to you in part by AAA. Remember, if you want to join AAA, it's real simple. Go to AAA.com/join. You know, maybe if you're looking for that last-minute stocking stuffer, why not a AAA membership? I think I saw four of them at home that were being kind of wrapped up for Christmas gifts to give away. So AAA.com/join. If you would like to join us, 800-370-1049, 800-370-1049. I want to thank Kevin Michaud from Michaud Mitsubishi for joining us, and Steve Linden for joining us earlier. Well, you know, it's kind of funny. It's like we're seeing crossovers claiming, you know, more and more vehicles, and, you know, it's getting harder and harder to buy a sedan these days. And the latest one, I guess, is the Volkswagen Passat. The Volkswagen Passat will drop the Passat sedan in the U.S. And Europe as the automaker prioritizes electric and utility vehicles. The company sources familiar with the plan said, in Europe, Volkswagen will keep only the Passat station wagon, which is actually a really nice car. Well, it's you know, seriously challenged the Toyota Camry and the Honda Accord. The Passat's a pretty nice car, too. The Passat is Europe's number one selling midsize model with a volume of about 88,000 vehicles through October, according to companies that watch that sort of stuff. The U.S. version of the Passat is built in Volkswagen's plant in Chattanooga, where the automaker also produces the Atlas, the Volkswagen brand's number three selling model in the U.S., after the Tiguan and the Jetta. So the Beetle convertible is gone. The Beetle's gone. The Jet is staying. The Passat is staying. So, you know, things are changing. Somebody wrote to me just the other day, and they saw my comments about the Genesis G70, and they wanted to know about a midsize, kind of that middle price luxury. So, you know, starts at $37,000 or $8,000 and climbs up to, you know, 50 some odd thousand. But they wanted to buy an American car. And they said, you know, now that Ford or Lincoln has followed Ford's lead of not making sedans anymore, you know, what did I think? What was left? And the person also said they weren't prepared yet to spend $80,000 or $90,000 on a Tesla. And they said, what's left for an American luxury car? And, you know, when you think about luxury, well, you could think about Chrysler. But certainly you think about Cadillac. And I had the opportunity to drive the Cadillac CT5, which I think is pretty competitive with the Genesis G70. Depending on which engine you get, there's two different engine choices. One is a 2-liter turbocharged engine. The other is a 3-liter twin turbocharged engine. That's the engine that's in the car that I'm driving. The car that I'm driving is also all-wheel drive, which makes it pretty interesting. 10-speed automatic transmission, because these days you can't have enough transmissions. Transmission gears, I guess. Coming up, actually, for 2021, the CT5 will get Super Cruise, which Consumer Reports just rated as the number one level two semi-autonomous vehicle. And it has everything you can imagine for, you know, when we talked to Kevin, everything about the technology in the car. Yeah, it has Apple CarPlay. It has its own Wi-Fi hotspot. It has the Cadillac mobile app. It has all of those things. First off, you know, the interior of the car, really nicely done. Comfortable front seats. Back seat gained a little bit of room over the former CTS. So performance from the twin turbocharged engine is really strong. And it actually has, surprisingly, kind of a nice growl to it when you step on the accelerator. Handling, a little bit on the firm side, but kind of that little bit of a European flavor. But it does certainly feel, you know, as far as, you know, that Cadillac nameplate, it feels Cadillac, but not old Cadillac. It feels like a Cadillac made for younger people. So kind of to answer the question to the person who asked, you know, when I said I like the Genesis G70, do I like the CT5? Yeah, the CT5 is a very nicely put together car, quiet, comfortable. All of the electronics options you'd want to see. Quiet, like I said, quiet enough on the road, comfortable, supportive seats, which is nice if you're planning a long road trip, and pretty decent fuel economy, even with the twin turbocharged V6 engine that makes, as memory serves, 330-ish, maybe 336 horsepower, something like that, and plenty of torque. You jump on the accelerator, it powers up pretty fast. So pretty interesting vehicle, and certainly if you're looking for an American luxury car, take a look at the Cadillac CT5. It's a nice car. And yesterday I had the opportunity, and you can find it on my blog or my podcast. If not, go to AAA Northeast Podcast. You can find it there. But I had the opportunity to talk with one of the engineers from GMC about the new electric Hummer, which sounds pretty interesting too, and how that car got established. And she said something. She works directly for the chief engineer on the project, and she said something about the torque numbers were in the ridiculous range. I don't know what she said 12,000 foot-pounds of torque. I can't even imagine what that means. But it's going to be an interesting vehicle now. It's a $100,000 truck, and which sounds ridiculously expensive, but the more and more you're seeing people buying these fully loaded pickup trucks like the whether it's a F-350 with the fancy interior that people use to tow their horses and horse trailers and you know, fancy boats and all, you're spending $100,000 on a truck these days. And so the idea of a $100,000 all-electric truck with crazy performance, good range, and GMC is partnering with EVgo, one of the electric vehicle recharge companies, and they're gonna partner to put more charging stations out to be available. Hey, we need to take another break. My name's John Paul. This is the Car Doctor program. You know you're the mastermind.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning to replace the windows in your home, I have just two words for you. Anderson Windows. Anderson is the most trusted name in windows throughout the United States. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Join AAA today, and you'll be road ready for the winter. Have a dead battery, flat tire, or unresponsive engine? With a AAA membership, those are just minor inconveniences. Their trained technicians will work fast to get you back on the road. And if they need to tow you, they'll bring your car to the service provider of your choice. Visit AAA.com/join to get your membership now. That's AAA.com/join.
Hi, Matt Shepard here of Three Lantern Marine in Gloucester. Now, through Christmas Eve, come in and save at least 10% store-wide. Save 15% on fishing tackle and gear. Many other brands and products will have deeper discounts, as well as closeout specials. Exclusions may apply. See store for details. We are open 8 to 5 each weekday and until 3 p.m. on Saturdays. Find great deals for the boating and fishing enthusiast in your life. Gift cards also available. We are located at 7 Parker Street in Gloucester and online at threelanternmarine.com.
Misho Mitsubishi in Danvers wants to lend a helping hand in these trying times. We have brand new vehicles for used car pricing. If you're in the market for a used vehicle, stop looking. Drive to Misho Mitsubishi in Danvers and get a brand new sedan or SUV for used car pricing. There's no risk. They come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Zachary, tell the local listeners about these great values.
Dad, what I'm most excited for is our new Outlander Sport, totally redesigned for 2020, and it's the best it's ever looked. It includes great features like Apple CarPlay, forward collision mitigation, and lane departure warning. At Michaud Mitsubishi, we've adjusted our new car pricing just for you. Here's a couple examples. A brand new 2020 Outlander Sport all-wheel drive with all the features, just $21,900. Need a sedan that gets 50 miles per gallon? Try our 2020 Mitsubishi Mirage, starting at just $12,900.
Mitsubishi stands for safety, reliability, and value. New cars for used car pricing. MichaudAuto.com.
And welcome back. Well, I was watching, as I was staring out the window here, in between commercials, I saw people carrying their Christmas trees on the roof of their vehicles. Couple things. If you are going to carry a tree on the roof of your car, use something other than string to tie it down. At the light right here out in front of the radio station, somebody came to kind of a quick stop, and the tree looked like it started to slide down the window, slide down the windshield. So if you don't have a roof rack on the roof of your SUV, which this happened to be, get some, you know, like ratchet straps or something and open up the doors, kind of wrap it around the tree a little bit and put it inside the car and close the doors and hold the tree on. You don't want to be responsible for your tree falling off. And also, put the fat part of the tree towards the front. I saw a tree go by. It was the skinny part towards the front, which aerodynamically sounds good. Breaks all the branches. Don't do that either. Hey, that music means we need to take a, we need to step aside. Breaking Bread with Joe Pantidosi is coming up next. Until next week, make sure you wear your seatbelt, drive safely, take care of your car, and or be nice to your car, at least anyway. And wash your hands, wear a mask. Talk to you all next week. Bye-bye.